Triple M, Mid-North Coast and Stronny for Brekkie and Dire Straits there. Lady Writer, good morning, everybody. How are we? It is Monday. It is the 11th day of February. And another sunny day coming up. A high fire danger. And coastal waters again seeing northeasterlies. After we had that beautiful southerly yesterday, it's back to a nor'easter today. Well, anyway, we will put up with it. I hope you had a good weekend. I certainly did. Started out on Saturday morning with some rowing in the river. It was beautiful. Very nice indeed. Very sticky, though. And then I had to MC a friend's wedding on Saturday afternoon into the evening. And it was a great night, I can tell you. But isn't it funny, as you get older, must have been after midnight, got to bed. And I'm going to be stonkered, I reckon, for a couple of days now. Was well worth it, but you know what I mean. Walked into town to get the car yesterday and sweated, I could tell you. But the ocean just looked absolutely magnificent. That southerly certainly did do its job yesterday. We need about a week of it, though. A big swell and a flood to clear things out, don't we? Well, I think it's going to happen over the next couple of days. Anyway, hope you had a good weekend too. Major news stories of the day. We go to Spain. You'll see more about this on the news tonight. Tens of thousands of people waving Spanish red and yellow flags have demonstrated in Madrid in opposition to any concessions by the government to the Catalunian independence movement and call for early elections. So you'll see more about that, as I mentioned, on the news tonight. Locally with Lee, the next community safety precinct meeting is going to be on in Port Macquarie at the Port Macquarie Shire Council Chambers tomorrow at 10. The committee is aimed at reducing crime and fear, and the forum is through which the New South Wales Police Force and government agencies consult the community and other key stakeholders on crime prevention and community safety issues at a local level. Also, scientists are on the trail of koalas in the Port Macquarie Hastings region as they try and map their movements by GPS tracking collars. And a bit of lighter news in the Bago Vineyard 21st anniversary stomp. The Port Macquarie News has taken out the media challenge. Well done to them. We spoke to Ian Adams last week. It was a lovely day yesterday. And, it would have been a ripper time at the old Bago Vineyards. In sport, well, the Big Bash semi-finalists have been decided. And in what order? The Hurricanes will take on the Stars. That game's on Thursday. And the Renegades will take on the Sixers. That's on Friday. And the grand final will be on Sunday. Locally in sport, in swimming, the Laureton Swim Club meet tonight at 6 at the pool there in Gordon Street. On the show today, plenty happening, including Marion with the Bold and the Beautiful update. We'll talk travel with the great man John Joyce. He'll be talking about Amber from the Camden Haven Travel Office taking a trip to Norfolk Island for the Bounty Day in June. Wonderful holiday, let me tell you. And what a piece of history and what a stunning place Norfolk is. Also, we've got Red Hot Summer Tour tickets to give away. Over $240 worth. Another double pass for the big day coming up in March. Red Hot Summer, headlined by Susie Quattro, proudly presented by Triple M. Also coming up, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Thomas Edison, Burt Reynolds, and the wonderful Cheryl Crow. Plus, we'll check what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710, our telephone number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
We love our city. Feels good.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels good.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
CNN Cactus National News with Sandra Silly.
Breaking news this hour, the leader of the United Cactus Party, big businessman Clive Palmerston, has defended allegations of dudding workers out of their entitlements.
Oh, no, look, if workers want their entitlements, they should get off their fat plots and become company directors. That's how you get the workers' entitlements.
Meanwhile, the PM, Scott Slomo, has finally addressed the recent spike in petrol prices, predictably saying that it was not his fault. in any way.
Oh, of course not. Nothing's my fault. It says so on my business card. Look, it says, Prime Minister ScoMo, not to blame for anything. But I do have the answer, carpooling to save petrol. In fact, I myself have set the example. I always get a lift with someone going to the same place as me. My chauffeur, you see? Simple. Vote one Liberal.
The latest in entertain. Mint now with Richard Richards.
Yes, Sandra. Big news for Tom Jones fans. After 6 decades, the superstar singer is calling it a day.
Yes, after 60 years of having frilly knickers thrown at me on stage, I'm retiring to open an underwear shop. Well, no, not really. I'm quitting because, well, these days I mostly get hit in the face with incontinence pads.
Sandra, how well I remember throwing my frilly knickers at Tom.
And here's Big Gazza Rideman with all the sport. Ing News.
Sandy, if racehorsing is the sport of kings, I reckon greyhound racing must be the sport of poor kings. I mean, there's obviously no money in it. The average dish licker is as skinny as a four-legged rake. I think they're called dish lickers because their owners don't put any food in the dish. Ha! Now, I'm not saying all this just because I did me dough last night. I mean, the three-legged shih tzu I backed tried hard, but the only reason I knew it was a greyhound is because it took off at the same speed as a bus. Ha! But the night had a happy ending, Sandy. A few of us went to a Korean restaurant later, and I found the buggers microchipping me barbecued ribs. Ha! That's it, Sandy. I'll catch you in the doghouse.
Oh, San, Drosselisi NM.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome him back. The great man, yes, he's back, Bluey Waters. There it is. Good morning, Bluey. Now, you'll be pleased to know why you've been away. He's blown out of the northeast every day.
Oh, thank you very much. Good to be welcome back.
Yeah, and you'll be pleased to know the redweed's still here.
Yes, I see that too, yeah. Yeah. Well, I smelled it this morning when I turned up.
Oh, isn't it shocking? Yeah. You know, at my place, yes. I can. Yeah. There's been days where I haven't been able to open the front door, Bluey, because of the stink. It's just been shocking. Oh, yeah, right. Terrible. But anyway, yeah. I worked out with...
Firstly, I'd like to thank the Wormer for taking my place and doing a great job while I've been away.
He did a fantastic job, except I didn't like his predictions each day.
was it whiting on worms? And,
that's it's a lot of up in the estuary.
The wind's out of the northeast.
Yeah, protected northern banks, Bluey. You can imagine it, can't you?
Yes.
Oh, gee. Well, you were saying even the worms, you know, they don't like it. It makes them sick. So the red weed. So yep. he wasn't happy, but he did a fantastic job, and also relaying your bottle o best bet. I mean, look, remember the time Soaker was in charge, and when we're doing the casks.
Yes.
You have a red one and a white one, so you're balanced as you walk out.
The door.
Jeez. But he had a good one. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. He had the Cooper's Pale Ale, right, the green ones.
Yes,
yeah, under $50, and you got a long neck of the red sparkling one too.
Oh, how good is that?
Yeah, it was a bit of a variety from the Wormer there. And yeah. But he has reported also some really good snapper. And Pearlie's outside when they could get out. I think there was about 3 days while you're away that they actually got out, Bluey. But there you go. Very good. Now, what did you hear? I know you've been back for the weekend. What do you think about today? The winds are going to be okay early, but they're really going to blow towards the back end of the day, and you've got your bottom of the tide shortly. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, we're out to the estuary. I think we'll get our morning session in. I think the northeaster mightn't get up to about 2 o'clock this afternoon, so hopefully that'll happen. As I can report from the weekend, we've seen some good whiting and brim and dusky flatheads caught in the estuary. So we're out the estuary this morning, and we'll try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Okay, for a flathead.
Some of the flathead we've seen on the weekend were up around the kilo mark, so they're nice fish. Deep Sea Boys did get out over the weekend, and we saw some mullongs around the 3/4 kilo. As you said, the pearlies are out there. They're about they average about a kilo. They're good. Some nice snapper. The biggest one I saw was about 4 kilos, and some nice trag around the 2 kilo mark. So Deep Sea Boys didn't do too bad over the weekend. Beach and rockers, a little bit slow at the moment, and I think that'll be while we've got these northeasters, we'll have our beaches will be a lot slower. But as I said, back in the estuary, looked pretty good yesterday with that little bit of a southerly from the south.
Well, in front of my place, it cleaned up beautifully by the back end of the day. It just looked like a picture, Bluey, but the old nor'easter again today. Now, I know this is not going to let up because you know who I saw in the supermarket? I saw them, they didn't see me. Hurricane Henry, he's in residence at the moment.
He's back. Well, no, that could create storms. That's why we've probably got that bit of a hailstorm on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Did you see any of that?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I saw, I was at a function with Toy World. We were well protected, but I saw some videos people put up on social media about the hail. It was no real size in it, but for about 3 or 4 minutes, it was pretty heavy.
Yeah, my front lawn sort of got semi-covered in like a white glow sort of thing, so it was pretty thick, actually.
Now, what about you? Have you still got your 1 metre by 1 metre piece of lawn at the back? I know you've got a bit of lawn at the front.
No, I got rid of that.
You got rid of that? Got the concrete and the fake turf?
Yep, that's at the back, yeah.
You know, some people unkindly call that the Lebanese grass, don't you? You know, the concrete blue he has there at the back. You didn't paint it green, did you, the concrete?
No, of course not. It looks like pavers.
That's good.
Well, it might be pavers.
It could be pavers, yeah, I reckon. All right, Bluey, thank you very much for that. Just repeating for the fishos today. Well, nothing's changed. Bluey is just reading the same script as the Woomer with these nor'easters, and he's tucking us up in the estuary.
Out in the estuary, try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
On the Mid-North Coast today, sunny and a top of 29. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The latest in a series of community safety precinct meetings on the Mid-North Coast coming up tomorrow, that being in Port Macquarie. It's aimed at reducing crime and people's fear of crime and comes as a way for New South Wales Police to consult the community on such issues on a local level. Business owners attending can get involved with strategies designed to address the biggest problems and for local commanders to deliver the latest details on crime trends. All members of the community are welcome. It's at Port Hastings Council Chambers from 10 a.m. tomorrow. New South Wales Maritime continuing to push the message of safety whilst on the water, reminding boaters of the importance of wearing a PFD through their Wear a Life Jacket campaign. Executive Director Angus Mitchell says for the likes of those who head out on the water, it's worthwhile double-checking your gear before getting to the boat ramp.
So it's an opportunity for boaters to make sure all of their safety equipment is in date and is in working order and tip-top shape.
Port Macquarie Traffic Control Company Men at Work are looking to break occupational stereotypes in hopes of boosting female employment. They've recently put out a video featuring a popular female employee who's going from strength to strength at the business. Men at Work GM Ross Cargill says the video celebrates gender diversity in what is a typically male-dominated industry.
This one's particularly about the ladies in our workforce. So our goal is to have 50-50 male-female on road, and this, I guess, celebrates Merv, who a lot of people would have seen around town, particularly a lot of the major events, who's been with our business, I think, well over 13 years now.
And the Maxville Music Muster has picked up $20,000 from State Government's 2019 Incubator Event Fund. The fund assists rural and regional events in their first or second year to grow attendance and boost the local visitor economy. Now to sport. Some of the results in for the second grade Hastings River District cricket action on the weekend. Port Pirates Buccaneers were able to chase down the total set by Bonnie Hills Lake Cat Eye, all the while Port City League's Magpies proving too strong for Beechwood. At Tuffins Lane, Comboyne Kendall Blue showed why they're on top of the ladder, making 5 for 276 and dismissing the Port Pirates Mutineers for just 88. That had been slated as match of the round, the Pirates being the third-placed side. And Comboyne Kendall Orange, far too good for Warhope, setting 355 thanks to an unbeaten century from Brad Smith. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
We have a light nor'westerly wind blowing, producing really clean conditions, those northern corners and some of our open beaches. And we've got some decent sized waves around. We do have a solid southeasterly swell hitting these beaches. Wave sizes around that 4 to 5 feet. But every now and then there's an occasional bigger set coming through, so be careful of that bigger set. We do have low tide around 7:30. High tide is around 1:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 19 to 21 degrees.
And Hutto, just before we go, you alerted me to a great video by one of our surfing listeners on Friday, and it's a cracker.
Yeah, it is. It's Robin's in it. I know. Needs Essential. I got a little email on Thursday night, then flicked it off to you. It was a great little surfing video.
Yeah.
Robin at Crescent Head.
Yeah.
Nice little waves, about 1.5, 2 feet. Oh, it looked great.
Yeah, so Robin, if you're coming back from the beach this morning, Hutto and I are big fans. It's a great video. Well done. If you want to check it out, if you're a surfer, go to Needs Essential and have a look at the videos section. And it's called Robin Surfing in Your 70s. And you're an inspiration, Robbie. Well done. I hope you got some good waves over the weekend. Hutto, what did you do? Did you get a surf in over the weekend?
I had two surfs, actually. Strawny, it was quite nice little waves around. Oh, Sunday wasn't all that good, but the water's warmed up, so who cares when the water's warm?
That's right. Very nice indeed. All right. I bet you had a nana nap yesterday afternoon, though, did you?
No, I didn't.
Come on, you're talking to me now.
Yeah. No, we went shopping instead.
Oh,
you know,
lucky you.
Shopping.
You human clothes rack, you. I'll talk to you in half an hour.
Righty-o, see you, mate.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
My Kitchen Rules Judge Manu ripped into brothers Josh and Austin last night for choking in the kitchen after being critical of rival teams. Good on you, Manu! Reese Witherspoon has been photographed looking a little worse for wear as she fell down a flight of stairs after partying until the early hours at Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday bash in West Hollywood. And from the jungle last night, to campmates lost a staggering 41 kilos in total over 4 weeks in the jungle. The celebrities stepped on the scales during a group weigh-in last night to see exactly how eating rice and beans 3 times a day had affected their bodies. Entertainment reporter Richard Reed found out he'd shed the most pounds.
Richard, you entered the jungle with 96 kilograms. You're down to 84 kilograms. You've lost 12 kilograms. In 4 weeks. Triple
M right across the coast. Coming up after 7, your shot at $240 worth of tickets to the Red Hot Summer Tour, headlined by Susie Quattro. Yeah, stand by your radio. Your chance coming up. We have Everybody Wants to Rule the World there from Tears for Fears. And ain't it the truth? It's happening for thousands of years, and it's still going on. It's 8 to 7, sunny today, even though there's a bit of cloud around at the moment, and up to about 33 in the inland areas today. You'll need your hat, sunscreen and water bottle.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is our news hound, Lee Jollo. Hello.
Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday. We're ready to rock and roll. And, it's a bit amazing that the sun apparently is supposed to be really bright today.
Yep.
Clear skies, but it's not. And if you want to have a look on the Triple M Instagram site, Mark the Cabbie sent us a great photo of a sunrise at the beach this morning.
Well
just
done,
spectacular.
Mark.
Good on you, Mark.
Yeah.
All righty, what are the papers saying today, Ali?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph today, asylum seeker nurse attack is the headline there. An Afghan asylum seeker allegedly sexually touched and then threatened to further assault two nurses at a Sydney hospital after he was transferred there from Nauru. The Telegraph can reveal the details of the case as Federal Parliament prepares for a showdown this week over a Labor-backed push by Wentworth MP Karen Phelps to make it easier for asylum seekers to get medical treatment in Australia. Also, see change in fight against diabetes. A simple vitamin C supplement could hold the key to unlocking one of Australia's biggest health problems, type 2 diabetes. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, Telstra Labor to make NBN cheaper. Telstra Chief Executive Andy Penn says a change of government could bring cheaper broadband by delivering savings to telecommunications companies if Labor bought a more sensible approach to the national broadband network. Also, delayed probe for toxic leak at his estate. The owners of a sprawling housing estate in Sydney's west are being ordered to probe for a potential leak of chemicals more than 3 years after the possible contamination risk to thousands of residents was first identified, and Pine fears politics damaged beyond repair. One of Australia's most senior cabinet ministers says politics is trapped in a self-obsessed and panic-prone state that could spiral out of control, damaging Parliament's ability to work for the good of voters.
Thank you, Lee. And, of course, with you today, interesting story about the Community Safety Precinct Committee meeting. It's a really great initiative.
Yeah, it really is. This will be a good one. So Port Macquarie locals will be able to speak with police on their biggest crime concerns tomorrow when the latest community safety precinct meeting goes ahead. It'll be at the local council chambers in Port Macquarie from 10 a.m. aimed at reducing crime and also the fear of crime. It'll be especially useful for council and local business leaders to have their say on what their concerns are so that police can target those areas moving forward.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. And Lee, coming up in around 7 or 8 minutes' time from now here at Triple M. It is 6 to 7. Marina with the traffic not far away. Triple M right across the coast. It's Strotty for Brekkie, John Mellencamp, I Need a Lover. At 11 past 7, sunny today, 28 on the coast, 33 inland. Red Hot Summer Tour, proudly presented by Triple M, headlining with the great Susie Quattro. Hits Westport Park Saturday, March 16. I got two tickets, right? It's $240 worth of tickets to give to one of you Triple M listeners. Who wants to play the Red Hot quiz? Let's go to Sue first in Port Macquarie. G'day, Sue.
Hello, Johnny.
You're a big, big Susie Quattro fan?
Yes.
Oh, how good is she? I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. All right. Here is your question, Sue. Ready? Here we go. Susie Quattro played who in 7 episodes of Happy Days between 1977 and 1979? Who did she play on Happy Days?
Susie Quattro played who on 7 episodes of
Happy Days?
Happy Days?
Yeah.
Yeah, but who did she play?
Yeah, that's right. No idea?
God, I can't know.
Oh,
I can't
Sue,
remember.
Sorry. Barnsley, good morning. Who did she play? Hello, Barnsley, who did she play?
Who did she play in, what was it, Happy Days?
Yeah. He's gone. Barnsley's gone. All right. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there? Hello? No, they're gone. All right. Triple M, good morning. Let's try another one. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there? Oh. Turn your radio off!
Yeah, it's Greg.
Ah, Greg, turn your radio off, mate.
I just turned it down. Jordan, your hands are quicker than I thought. Leather, how about Leather Tuscadero?
Leather Tuscadero would be 100% correct.
Yeah,
you must be a Susie Quattro fan. Gee, she was good. It was only 7 episodes. I thought it was more than that. Now, Greg, who are you going to take with you?
Oh, I better take my wife, I suppose.
Listen, you cut it out. All right, Greg, hold the line. Proudly presented by Triple M. It is the Red Hot Summer Tour, headlined by Susie Quattro, who did play Leather Tuscadero in 7 episodes of Happy Days. Well done, Greg.
Roll up your socks.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Yeah, it's 12 to 8 on what is a glorious morning across the coast, and here is the great man, John Joyce, to talk travel about a wonderful tour that Amber's taking from the Camden Haven Travel Office, and it's close by to Norfolk Island.
Look, Norfolk is something special. I've been there a couple of times, and Amber's taking it in association with Port Travel, of course, and between us we put this together, and on the 6th of June, so we get Bounty Day in.
Yep.
Got to have Bounty Day, and look, the progressive dinner you've got to do, and you've got to do the fish fry, and all the things you've got to do is included in this itinerary.
Yeah, and fantastic.
And you're fully escorted from Port Macquarie or Laurieton all the way down on the planes. I think they're even having lunch.
Yeah, I think you
Sydney
do
Harbour on the way.
Sydney Harbour Captain Cook cruise, yeah, before you go. How good's that?
Oh, look, it's something special to do, and it starts the tour off just the right way.
Yeah, and you do the glass bottom boat thing, and you know, for people that haven't been, John, it's just absolutely spectacular.
And we were lucky. We booked these about 12 months ago to get Bounty Day accommodation, yep, which is very hard to get. And so it's a special tour, and,
yeah,
and it's a thing you don't see very often, escorted tours to Norfolk.
Yeah, because that is their day, Norfolk Island's anniversary.
Mm. Yep.
Bounty Day, so really good. Hey, you reckon they'd give, you know, with your cup of tea at the end of the meal, they'd have a few bounties there. I like them. Do you like those chocolates?
Those chocolate bounties.
I love them.
Yeah,
they're bounties. Really beautiful.
And I think one night they dressed you up as a convict, so, you know.
Okie dokie.
You get your arrows.
And your ball and chain. Oh, fantastic.
You can take it with you.
Now, let's talk a bit about dates and how we can book.
Was the 6th of June. Through to the 14th of June.
Rightio, yep.
And you can pop into Port Macquarie Travel or Camden Haven Travel, and we've got the brochures there and the
itinerary.
So I think it'll be just something special.
I've been
to Norfolk twice and loved every minute of it.
Now, you could do a single supplement as well?
Single supplements, okay. Included extra $600, but the prices are on the brochure, so...
Yeah.
And a lot of people do like travelling on their own, so... Mm. But if you've got a friend... Talk your friend into going, save you $600.
Yeah. I know you love your seafood too. The fish fry they do there is incredible, isn't it?
Even coming from Port Macquarie, I went along and I thought, oh, this will be all right. And they take in the headlands and it was just the best fish because they catch it locally that day and cook it for you that night.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Bounty Day, fully escorted with Amber from Camden Haven Travel, part of the Port Travel Group. June 6th, there is a supplement available as well. Pop in and grab the brochure or you can give them a call, 65831422, or call into Bold Street in Laurieton, 655-99048, and ask about the fully escorted tour, which even includes a Sydney Harbour cruise before you go. Sounds great, John.
It'll be great.
Yeah, fantastic. And if you can, don't bring us back just a wrapper of the Bounty chocolate, please,
no,
John.
No. Thank you. I'll probably buy one here.
Good on
they
you.
Are good chocolate.
Talking travel with the great man, John Joyce, back with more in just a tick, including weather around the country and traffic with Marina here at Triple M. From the best address in Australia, it's Triple M Mid-North Coast Classic Hits, Chisel and Ita on Strawdy's Brekkie Show. It's 11 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
All righty, it's Monday. David's got the lucky hand, the hot hand. I'm talking him up here. G'day, David in Port. How are you?
Good, thanks, Mark. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. What'd you get up to at the weekend? Anything special?
Just flew in, back in on Saturday morning and went up to Smoky Cape on yesterday.
Ah, beautiful. Isn't it a great spot? And that southerly did us a world of good. But I tell you what, the old nor'east is back. It's blowing already. So you've been away for a bit, David?
Yeah, mate, I have. Just been away for a month.
All right. Well, you've missed a whole month of red weed.
Yeah, I heard, mate. I'm broke now, so.
Well, you're going down the beach, mate. You'll smell it before you get there. Anyway, let's try and put $1,000 in your pocket because you've been away to replenish the supplies. Number are we looking for you, David, on the wheel?
Number 5 would be great, thanks, Mark.
Number 5. All right, David, here we go. Come on, number 5. Come on, number 5. Come on. It's just gone past, David. I was only out of the chair and landed on the number 30. I can't give you the cashew, but I've got your phone number details. End of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. Good on you, David. Excellent. Now, happy birthday today going out to the twins, Grace and Newell Westerman, who are 9 today. The twinnies, well done. Love comes from Mum, Dad, big sisters Abby and Maya. Good on you, Grace. Good on you, Newell. Now, you are sharing your birthdays, the twins, with Thomas Edison, Burt Reynolds and the great Sheryl Crow, all born on this day, the 11th of February. Triple M and the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the country after 9 on 131-873. It's the Beatles there. Hello, goodbye, and hello to another beautiful day. 28 on the coast and up to 33 inland tomorrow. It may get to 38, so enjoy it. That northeasterly breeze will certainly keep us a little bit cooler.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And here is Christy. Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday. Have a good weekend.
I did, actually. Went along to the Baygo Grape Stomp yesterday.
I saw
in the
that.
Media challenge.
I saw that. Congratulations to the Port News by 0.1 of a litre or something.
0.01 of a litre.
0.01?
Yes. Bodge and I, we got 5.50 litres and they got 5.51 litres. Reigning champs 2 times in a row.
Okay.
Good
I'll
on
bet
Port
he
News.
Had an excuse.
Oh, he blamed me for my small feet.
Jeez, he's good. Well, I hope you decked him anyway.
Oh, anyway, well, next year I might put some weight on and grow some feet.
Okay, all right.
Look, what's on around the Mid-North Coast today? The Swimming and the Laurieton Club meet tonight at 6 o'clock at the pool. And the Port Macquarie Museum starts their open house for seniors today. It runs through till February 23. It's free entry for all seniors to their multi-award-winning museum during the Seniors Festival. You've got exhibits, lots of opportunities to reflect on the past and be entertained. Now, anyone wanting to do their bronze in Port Macquarie, the Port Club start their new bronze surf rescue certificate and IRB crew course starts today. And in Kempsey, the Legal Aid Criminal Law Advice Clinic is open from 10 till 3 at the court in C Street in West Kempsey.
Good on you. Now, also, I've got to mention, do you like Pointless? Do you watch Pointless?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a great show. Really good.
Okay.
Really good
What's
show.
What's it about?
Well, you have to, you're in teams of two, and you've got to guess the answer that no one has guessed on a subject. So it might be songs on the Queen's Greatest Hits album.
Okay.
Everyone's going to go for Bohemian Rhapsody, aren't
they? Yeah.
Okay. But to pick one like maybe Bicycle, something like that, if no one has picked that and it's on the album, you win because you've got no points. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you got to watch it. It's really good.
Okay, yeah. So it's trying to be really clever and picking what other people won't pick.
Okay. Now,
are you going to test
Jenny
me?
Robinson, I went to school with, right, in Emu Plains. Now, Jenny and her hubby were here for donkey's years, and Jenny was a teacher at the school. Her boy, Sam, I think Alex played in the school band with him at Port High. Sam Robinson is on Pointless tonight with one of his mates. So if you want to watch it, it'll be on Pointless tonight. It's a good show. On the television, all right?
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, Sam, on Pointless tonight if you want to watch him on the TV. All right, Christy, thank you for that.
And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast and Strawdy's Brekkie Show wrapping up the Pointer Sisters and Slow Hand. It is coming up to 3 to 9, after 9, Ray Hadley on 131873. Tomorrow on the show, it's going to be really interesting. We're going to have more of the Red Hot Quiz up for grabs, these tickets that are like gold. $240 worth the double pass to see the ultimate rock and roll lineup presented by Triple M, the Red Hot Summer Tour, Saturday, March 16 at Westport Park in Port Macquarie. Susie Quattro, we played Susie this half hour. The Angels, the Baby Animals, the Screaming Jets, John Stevens, Moving Pictures, and Chocolate Starfish. How good a lineup is that? So we'll give you a chance to win that tomorrow. Quite an easy question. Well, I think it is because I know the answer. Now, if you missed any part of the show, remember from today, just go to the Triple M website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Whatever you're doing, have a great Monday.
With love, health, and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Making the best of each day.